And Puritanism is closely related to Judaism. And, you know, the Puritans call themselves always by biblical names, Ezra and that sort of thing. In America, you will have Ezra Pound, for instance. You know, such strange biblical names come from Puritanism. Their beginnings are puritanical. So anyway, so the Puritans were sympathetic to the Jews, and Cromwell invited them back in 1657 or something. And once they came back with their money and helped the formation of the Bank of England and the British Empire, this and that. And then you get all of, you know, the modern world. That is how it began.
Mm.
I should go back to your original question, which I quite forgot. And that is how they managed to maintain a monarchy and aristocracy in England, whereas everybody else has lost it. And that is because of the special position of the English vis-a-vis the Jews. The Jews were invited back to England, and they succeeded in establishing their, you know, liberal systems, financial systems, as it were, in conjunction with the aristocracy. So the aristocracy was tolerated by the Jews, and there was no need for any revolution because the two worked together. They still work together in England. That is why you have this monarchy still. Whereas Europe is different. Europe had, you know, mostly Catholic empires like the Habsburg and so on, and very Germanic ones like Prussia. And these were all opposed historically to the Jews. And so they had to be destroyed, and they were.
More or less what is happening with the remnants of the modern aristocracy, the noble families that are cooperating 100%. I would say that probably the victors of the Second World War are parading this modern aristocracy, what's left of them, without any political power and any prestige anyway, maybe as trophies of the war, where they're using them maybe to give some camouflage of authority against all their plans and so on, and all the plans for the future. Powerless and caricatures.
Yeah, constitutional monarchies mostly are like that. They're just decorative.
Yeah. You know?
But they
have a purpose also. They're not just decorative. I think they have a purpose. They give some kind of authority and credibility to the plans that the people have, our enemies have orchestrated for Europe.
I don't know if they participate very much in politics at all. In England, the connection is closer because the British Empire is not entirely lost. You know, first of all, nobody had an empire like the British. It was, widespread around the globe and so on. And it continues in a financial way, especially through this very devious system of offshore banking. You know, they have tax-free havens in the Caribbean and so on. Their old colonies are all turned into tax havens, and they siphon money from there to the Bank of England. So there's a kind of empire going on financially, and because this is exactly what the Jews have always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very different in England and America also. America is completely because of Jewish, but it never had any empire. But Europe had, and the British Empire survives because they are collaborating with the Jews still.